The Wasatch Front's first major winter storm of the season has brought several inches of snow and with it an increased danger for avalanches. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
Mark Staples is the director of the Forest Service Utah Avalanche Center.
Well, as a general rule, when we have more snow, we get more avalanches.
He says that is especially true with this storm because the little bit of snow already in the mountains has been sitting for a while, which weakens it.
Now it's got a heavy load on top of it, and when you put a heavy load on top of something that's not very strong, it breaks, and when that happens, we get avalanches.
He says right now there is a lot of uncertainty with the snowpack and that anyone headed to the mountains should be extra cautious.
We can still go out and have a great time. We can go to the ski areas where they work to reduce the risk of avalanches. We can go in the backcountry and we can go on slopes that are less than 30 degrees and steepest, and we don't have to worry about avalanches. We can have a great time.
The Forest Service Utah Avalanche Center will continue to monitor the situation, but has issued avalanche warnings for most of the ranges in northern Utah. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.